Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, Todd Zwillick with you here, filling in for John Hockenberry, who's off this week for a much-needed vacation. Of course, I'm here with Celeste Headlee in full Valentine's regalia. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, my red. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, no Valentine's from the Republicans for the president. Barack Obama's federal budget proposal for fiscal 2012 comes out this morning, and the debate is in full swing, even as the House wrestles this very week over the remainder of 2011's budget. So that's cutting the budget right away right now. Here's House Speaker John Boehner on NBC's Meet the Press describing the challenge.
We're broke. What's really dangerous is if we continue to do nothing and allow the status quo to stay in place. When are we going to get serious about cutting spending?
Well, nobody's doing nothing. The president says he wants to cut. The Republicans say you have to cut even more. Stan Collender is here to tell us what to expect. He's a partner at Corbis Communications and founder of Capital Games and Games Blog, and one of only a handful of people in Washington who's worked for both the House and Senate Budget Committee. Stan, good morning.
Good morning. You didn't mention the most important thing. Today's the beginning of spring training for the Yankees and Mets.
That actually is pretty important to a lot of people.
Let's get to the important stuff.
Don't make this a segment about us arguing over the Yankees, Stan, because, you know.
Well, there's no argument. What's the problem?
Oh, boy.
Stan, while we get to, we're going
to
talk
easier
about
to
the budget.
Fix the budget.
Yeah, it is easier to fix the budget. And as long as we're talking about deficits, we could talk about player salaries. But anyway, Stan, House and Senate Budget Committees, Republican or Democrat?
Actually, I was on the Democratic side for both of them.
Okay, good. Just want to get that out of the way. Now, Stan, what do we know already? Let's talk about the FY 2012 budget, the big budget book. It's about 600 pages long, maybe 500, a big, thick book that the printing office is putting out this morning to reporters everywhere. What do we know already about what's in it?
First of all, I mean, the president has signaled a lot of what he was going to propose in the State of the Union 3 weeks ago. Total budget's about $3.75 trillion. The deficit for this current year, that is 2011, almost $1.5 trillion. For 2012, it'll be about $1.1 trillion, which is a $400 billion drop from 2011 to 2012. There haven't been too many times in American history you could say that, because the deficit wasn't $400 billion to begin with. The big proposal, the one that we'll get, in fact, you just indicated in the intro, the president's proposing to freeze almost all domestic discretionary spending, that is the appropriations, at the current levels, 2011 levels, for 5 years. And that produces about two-thirds of the deficit reductions he's going to propose.
So he's proposing freezes, and yet Republicans on Capitol Hill come back quickly and say freezing spending only freezes us at levels that are already way, way too high. We need to cut and cut deeply. That's what they're saying.
Now, first of all, would you have expected the Republicans to do anything but disagree with the president, a Democratic president? I mean, that was the only question, is how and what they were going to say. And the Democrats would have done the same thing if it was a Republican president, of course. But, you know, budget, you don't cut budgets or increase budgets in a vacuum. You have to look at the economic situation. And in the current economic situation where the economy is, economic growth is fragile and there's a lot of concern, the government withdrawing that kind of spending that the Republicans are proposing, which for the current year they want to cut, another $60-70 billion, will require layoffs at the federal level, at government contractor levels. I mean, it will affect virtually every part of the country, and just isn't the right fiscal policy. That is for the current economic situation. You know, the interesting thing here to me is Republicans venerate Ronald Reagan, and yet the deal that he agreed to with Democrats, two-thirds spending cuts, one-third tax increases, is almost exactly what President Obama is proposing in his budget to reduce the deficit over the long period. So, you know, on the one hand, they agree that Reagan is the icon they want to live up to. On the other hand, what he agreed to is not something they want to agree to themselves.
Okay, but Stan Collender, I hope you have some words of comfort for me here, because the reason why President Obama's budget doesn't include a lot of the cuts that were recommended by his commission was that the White House doesn't think they can get them by the Republicans. We're hearing at this point a lot of back and forth and rhetoric and arguing, but at some point they will reach a deal, right?
Why do you say that? I'm not so sure. What I've been telling my clients for 6 months is I thought, and I still do think, that the mantra for this year is gridlock, stalemate, shutdown. Gridlock, stalemate shutdown, particularly when it comes to tax and spending matters. I'm particularly, you know, I don't see any reason, I haven't heard, didn't hear anything over the weekend that would lead me to believe the Republicans don't want to shut down the government or wouldn't be willing to do it if the opportunity arose. What I've been telling clients is I think they have to do it once to show the Tea Party folks that they were, in fact, willing to get it done.
Now we're going
to
see
shut down the government.
We're going to see some parts of that on the House floor this very week. Stan, just so people are clear, the 2012 budget that's coming out today is the long-term conversation that sets up spending starting October 1st. But this very week, starting tomorrow on the House floor, immediate cuts to the government between now and September 30th. The Republicans, as you said, have about $63 billion of cuts on the table so far, and they want to go even further. There doesn't seem to be a floor to how low Republicans are willing to go with cuts immediately right now.
Well, that's a little bit of an overstatement. While the rhetoric is, you know, we want to cut, we want to cut, we want to cut, when you start to get to the specifics, you find that there's not as much support within the Republican caucus or the Democratic caucus for some of the changes that the Republican Tea Party types are demanding. I have some serious doubts. Number one, if this plan passes the House, and it probably will because Republicans are in control. The Tea Party folks seem to have the balance of power there. I have some serious doubts about whether it'll pass the Senate.
Well, folks, Republicans in the House say their aim here is just to get as big a number as possible going into negotiations.
Well, I mean, that's fine, except that, you know, they're only one-third of between the House and Senate and the White House. And it's not clear to me, given the way that the Tea Party folks in the House this past week forced their own leadership back to do more cuts, that there's a compromise. You know, the question I was just asked is, give me some hope. Tell me that, you know, they're going to eventually compromise. I think they will, but it's going to be pretty painful. It could very well be a replay of 95 and 96. You may remember, although the two of you sound like you're too young to remember, that when Newt Gingrich
you.
And Bill Clinton, just go with the compliment, that was when Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, had partisan warfare. We ended up with two government shutdowns. Republicans really took it on the chin. I'm not sure this situation is made for compromise easily. I think it's going to be very, very painful and long in coming.
Well, the deadline for this first round of compromise, if it's possible, is March 4th. That's when current government funding expires, and the House is on the floor this week debating how much to cut between now and then. Stan Colander is partner at Corbis Communications and founder of Capital Gains and Games Blog. He joined us from Washington, D.C. He's an experienced bean counter on both the House and Senate budget committees for the Democrats. That's a lot of beans. We're talking trillions in beans as, well, they try to decide who's going to take away the beans and how many they can take away.